Welcome back to Don't Tell Amo. I'm Raida, and today I'm here with
her favorite sibling, Rania.
Yes, and
her brother.
You have to talk louder.
And her brother.
Oh my god. Anyways,
this isn't my first time here.
So yeah, Rahik's actually been on this podcast before, but you were here like 9 months ago. And so they might have forgotten.
Baby could be more.
Yeah.
You
guys
but have we have Rania sad. Here for the first time, the baby of the family, Bonks number three.
She's Bonks two, you're Bonks one, I'm just Bonks.
That's not... No, wait, what? You can't change the system. You can't just do that.
Yeah,
you
can't change the foundation.
No. You didn't invent Bonks.
Yeah, first of all, yes, I did.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
You invented Bonks?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
All the stupid nicknames. I came up with every single one of them.
Okay, so first of all...
He came up with English
for a little bit of context.
I came up with Shroosh. I came up with...
keep that one to yourself.
I came up with... what was the one in the cruise line? No, the one that came to me in the dream. I woke up and I was like... it was like Bonkerton or something.
Okay, this is getting too long. Let's
and then
we have to roll the intro. We have to roll the intro.
Okay.
All right, let's roll the
roll
intro. All right, so cruise ship.
Yes.
You thought of
he found what? Love on the cruise ship.
I found love on the cruise ship.
We all found love. Plot twist, same person.
Okay, wait, did you listen to the episode where I found love on the cruise ship?
No, you found love on the cruise ship?
You did?
No. Do you guys not listen to my podcast?
Was it the French guy who was like, I bring you kosher food? And then never brought us kosher food? Only brought us a hostage waitress. We were like, oh, we talked to another waitress. He's like, what does she look like?
He said he would come from his girlfriend's cabin to accommodate us.
Yeah. Let me
tell
you guys.
He gave us too much information.
Let me tell you guys this story. First of all, so we're on a cruise. No halal food, so we're already struggling, right? But then they have a kosher option. So we're like, let's see if we can eat some of this kosher food. So we're like, hey, is there a kosher menu? Yeah. They're like, here's this kosher menu. Bring us a paper menu, whereas every other menu is like, you know, like a printed and like put in leather and everything. And then we order the kosher food and they're like, oh, we'll have it for you at the next meal. Anyways, it gets complicated. They just failed to give us kosher food multiple times in a row. And at this point, we're not even that interested in the kosher food anymore. We're just like, okay, we're on a cruise. We'll just eat seafood. And then eventually, like, the main manager of like the food system comes up and he's like,
he's French.
Yeah, he's this French dude.
Key detail.
And he just comes up and he's like, I personally deliver the French food to you. And he's just, anyways, TLDR, we didn't
that was already too
food.
Long. It's not too long. To read. It's just too long.
I just didn't want to keep telling this story.
But that's so what happened. But he was like he was some kind of character. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why did you just take a picture of our episode?
Goddamn photo away.
We learned too much about his girlfriend in trying to acquire
kosher
food.
We learned nothing. Stop.
We learned so much about his girlfriend.
We know nothing about his girlfriend.
We know that he has one, and that's more than enough.
Wait,
they're not married.
It's hypothetical.
It's a girl.
It's hypothetical. Yes. He said, you know, I will, if I am with my girlfriend, I will come to you. It's he could be very well single and just like, was trying to impress us, okay?
Consider myself impressed.
Okay, but can I just say, like, so no one else knows who I'm talking about when I say I found love on the cruise ship. I didn't actually find love, but...
Yeah, you better not.
You saw a cute boy across the dining hall.
No, a man. No, it wasn't in the dining hall.
You were a minor.
No, I was not a minor.
Are you not still a minor?
No, bitch, I'm 20. It was not... Sorry, I didn't mean to...
She's not a minor.
We're all minors.
She's a coder.
Ha! Good one.
Wow.
No, So basically, do you remember the first cruise ship? We went to a jewelry store and there was this Yemeni guy.
Oh, dude, he's not that impressive.
He was so ugly.
You really fell for
You're
him.
So
you
mean. Really he's probably listening to this, no. Crying.
I didn't fall for him. I just, he was interested.
Why
in
did
me.
You lower your gaze? Why did
I
he
did,
lower his
I
gaze?
I did. I looked at the jewelry in the cases. I did lower my gaze.
So
how do you
know
he was, so you didn't fall
No,
huh?
I didn't. It was clickbait.
His personality
but why did you have to ruin the story so fast?
No, so the show is fake.
No, the show isn't fake. I actually said what happened. The title was just clickbait. Rania has been I don't know. She just wants to ASMR really badly.
If you cough in that goddamn microphone, I can burp as loud as I want.
No. Okay, no coughing for you and no burping for you.
Can you bleep out the burp anyways, word?
So siblings. Rania is my younger sibling. Rahik is my older brother. So what we're going to first do is that I'm going to have you guys, we're going to describe each other, okay? In as many words as we want. And I'm going to let Rahik do it first because he just, I'm going to let Rania do it first. Rania, go. Describe me and Rahik.
Set the bar high.
Yeah, set the bar high.
Older. That goes for both of you.
No, you heard Rahik say that he was going to say that.
Goes in the middle.
You cheater.
There's a Venn diagram. There's a middle of Venn diagram. And there's Rahik. And there's Raitha. Middle, older. Also in the middle.
Boy.
We just need Rahik's like a personality boy, profile Raitha's right now. Girl.
That's all we need. Just like a personality.
Rahik, physics. Raitha.
Don't say computer science. Going to hurt my feelings.
Okay, podcast listeners. I'm vaguely interested in physics.
Physics and math is his whole personality.
Literally. And cars.
And cars. Oh, cars. I would classify him as a type of car. I don't know enough cars.
What about me? What are my personality traits?
You'd be a Camry. Or like a Corolla.
No, not like what like car am I? I don't care.
It'd be like a Porsche.
Once in a while, I'll try to humor Rahik by being like, what does the clutch do? And like, how is it related to the transmission?
And how does it contribute to the greater good of the world?
Anyways, Rania's personality.
I want you to walk everywhere from now on.
You don't drive us anywhere.
She can't drive.
Oh, you can't drive. That's true.
Yeah, because I...
That's embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Oh, my half birthday soon, guys. February 4th.
Wait, don't be mark your calendar. All your information.
Yeah, our P.O. box will be in the description below.
400 subs.
Rania!
Whoa! This bitch out here DDoSing ourselves.
Okay, Rania, let's, okay.
Do not just drop your...
Now it's up to you to figure out the rest of it.
Rania, they're gonna figure it out so fast.
Hint, Chandler, Arizona.
Rania, there's like four houses with the number 400 in Chandler.
I'm gonna have to murder you just to protect myself.
Oh my god, dude. This is not gonna look good in court. I'm not cutting it out.
Remember when Rahik thought
girl on fire?
So we were on the cruise and Ryder's like obsessed with like court stuff, and then all of a sudden Rahik out of nowhere, he's like, wasn't Girl on Fire sang by Gabby Douglas?
No.
I thought it was written about Gabby Douglas.
No, he's trying to reel it back now because he knows how embarrassing it is to think that.
I know who Gabby Douglas is. I'm not
Rahik thought this song written by Alicia Keys in like the early 2000s was written about fucking Gabby Douglas, who's like, what, 21 years old? Like, why would she write that?
Yeah. No, in retrospect, my timeline was completely
off.
You're so
dumb. And he was like...
Okay, and I think I know the reason I was confused is because I saw it like during the Olympics. There was like a lot of like Olympics like highlight reels in my feed because I was watching a lot of them, and one of them was like Gabby Douglas, this girl is on fire, and I think it was like
this
a music video, like
fire.
Highlight video kind of thing. And then I just was like, oh, clearly, you know, Gabby Douglas worked with Alicia Keys to make the music video. This is written about her.
Oh yeah.
So, like, that was my chain of thought. But obviously,
you're,
you know, after, like, some scrutiny, and, you know, it was one of those things that I couldn't give a shit about, you know? It's like,
yeah,
how,
but you
it's
said
like
it so,
Sherlock's-
you just said it so, I just, the thing about you is you say everything with so much conviction and confidence, and you were, like, on the top bunk of a cruise ship reading your stupid book like a pretentious bitch. We were all like exploring this massive bougie cruise ship because we were like, we want to explore like this opportunity that we've been given by our parents. Thank God. And Rahik was like, no, I have a book that I would like to read on my Kindle. Like, never reads a book. When Rahik gets a book, he gets like all high and mighty about it. Like, he carries it everywhere. And like, that's all he talks about.
That's true. I do virtue signal with my book all the
like,
time.
Like, I went to use your bathroom the other day. Why was the book right next to the toilet?
Because I was reading it in the bathroom.
Oh my god.
Anybody who reads knows that the porcelain throne
is
an amazing
that is
place
true.
To read.
Yeah, the toilet.
If you don't turn off Instagram, I'm going to beat you.
Aww. Mandy Moore was in love with her character in Walk to Remember.
Mandy Moore from A Walk to Remember? Like, This Is Us, the main character? Oh my god.
Oh, the mom?
What?
Huh?
The mom?
She's a mom?
From yeah, the
this
mom.
Is us,
yeah,
the
yeah,
mom?
The mom.
Okay.
Oh my
that's
god.
That's Mandy Moore.
Yeah, that's Mandy.
She's been in anything else? Other
yeah,
than this
A Walk
is
to Remember, which is
most,
like one
probably
of the
her most famous
classic
thing.
Love romance.
It's
movies.
A Nicholas Sparks novel.
Oh hey,
might have made that one up.
Hey.
The Nicholas Sparks robot.
You don't know.
Did I say it wrong?
That is, no, it is Nicholas Sparks.
Nicholas.
Oh my god.
Did he?
This is just an episode of us being uncultured.
Yeah, Sparks. Look, I know the things that I know. No, these are movies. These are not books.
His novels. He wrote the novels, and they were made into movies.
Oh, he wrote books first? Well, he has a shit idea of love. Is he married?
Is Nicholas Sparks...
Oh, wait, do you have a better idea of love?
No, Nicholas Sparks basically defined American romance, okay?
Yeah, The Notebook. Yeah, cool.
If you think of love stories in America, you think of The Notebook.
I want you to find a single person who's been married for more than 5 years and ask them how they feel about The Notebook.
Do you think your love story is better than The Notebook?
No.
Oh my god.
Do you think your love story is better than
The first person I thought of was divorced. Okay. Damn. You might be right.
I just don't think, these are realistic displays of love. If you want to see a good love story, watch my two recommendations. Crazy Stupid Love. That's one of my favorite love rom-coms. And then the other one is the Jennifer Lawrence one. What is it called?
Silver Linings Playbook.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Whoa! How did I get that?
Because I've recommended it to you like 5 times.
Because you looked up Jennifer Lawrence and you said it.
Let's talk about what it's like to grow up with a younger sibling. Oh, or with Rania, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
I wouldn't know.
With Rania, it's very nice. I go into her room all the time, and then I go, bonks! And then she goes, hey, get out of my room, I'm in class.
She doesn't say get out of my room, though. She says, hi, bonks.
She says, literally, get out of my room.
I never say get out. I'm like, hey, I'm busy.
I'm going to record it next time I come in. You're not that polite when
you're
in class.
I am so polite.
Wait, she's actually really nice to me. I don't know what you do.
Barge in and scream bonks when she's in class.
I do that too, but I guess she just
No, but he barges in,
I
try to be annoying.
Oh. Brenny, how would you describe your own personality?
Perfect. Mm. Is there more to be said? Is there more to be said?
All right.
Just leave it at that. Rania is perfect.
I just want to say that growing up with a younger... I've been meaning to say this on the podcast for a long time, but growing up with a younger sibling is very different than not. Because none of my friends actually have...
Okay. You would know.
What? I would know. I basically raised you.
You said than not. It's better than not.
Yeah, because...
You don't have memories that go back that far. I may.
We'll get into that. We'll fucking get into that. A lot of my friends don't have younger siblings, and I always saw this major difference between our upbringing and their upbringing, because I always have to think about Rania whenever I want to do anything. So if they're like, hey, let's go hang out, I always had to see does Rania need to be dropped off somewhere? Do I need to watch Rania? And so that was my entire life. And that was also Raheek's entire life. He didn't have to watch me, though, because I was always, I guess, the more responsible one, right?
No, because you're only 2 years younger than me.
I'm a year and a half younger than you.
Bro, do you not understand how time
works? Do you not understand how time works? What year were you born?
March of 1999.
Yes, and I was born in 2000.
What month?
I don't want to give that information out.
Yeah, exactly.
Your addresses out there.
So, dude, look, a 20-month age difference, you round up to 2 years.
I would rather just say a year and a half.
A lot of core development in those 4 months. A lot of core development.
Oh, my God. Okay, can we just talk about whatever Heek's personality traits, which is he will be
diplomat.
No. Okay. Oh, my God. I wasn't even going to talk about that one. Fuck. Yeah, let's talk about that one. Raheek loves doing this thing where, first of all, he stirs up a lot of chaos on his own, but when it comes to, say me and Ronnie are fighting, or, one of the other people in the family were, arguing about something, Raheek will come in, he'll, butt his head, and he'll be like, hey, guys, is it really worth it to fight this out right now? Let's just all be happy. He just comes in and, acts like this big diplomat that's trying to solve all these problems that pisses me off. Do you have anything to say about it?
Yeah, because that's never how it's ever been like. So the real, what it's actually is Raida and Rania, or Raida and Ammu will be fighting. And then they'll be like, Raheek, tell Ammu about this, or this, or take my side, essentially. And then I'll be like, no, I'm going to stay in the middle. And then they're like, oh, you're such a diplomat.
No, no, no. I'll be yelling at Rania and you'll be like,
another problem.
Look, I have never involved myself in you guys' arguments intentionally. Do not even pretend like I've ever intentionally
said that. No, you will. You will. You will try to act like it's not a big deal.
There's not a single time I could care less about your arguments.
We're about to fight. We're about to fight.
You're always like, no, Raheek, tell Rania that what she did is like this. Or right? Tell Amo that you do the same thing. And I'll be like, bro.
Rahik, are we best friends?
No.
Oh my God.
Rahik, are we best friends?
Yeah. Rahik, why are we not best friends?
We are very close friends. I don't know.
What the fuck? Are you serious? You're such a hoe.
We're besties. That's what we are.
Oh yeah, we are. That's what we're besties. There's just so many terms that we have in this siblinghood relationship.
Did Rania write this?
Rania wrote this on my hand. She wrote Rania in her heart.
Rania has a tramp stamp.
So the other thing Rahik does, this is the thing I told you I was going to talk about, is Rahik will be like, okay, guys, I remember when I was a year and a half years old.
And he'll coming out of the womb and
seeing
this. Yeah,
and he'll describe something that happened in like 2000 in like complete vivid detail as though he like remembers it so clearly. And the thing is, like, I'm at a point now where I'm like, I just take everything Rahik says with like a grain of salt, because I'm like, Rahik, this either happened or it didn't, and like I don't know which one it is. And
dude, I'm like just dead ass oppressed in this house. Even my even my like basic memories from childhood are like just straight up denied.
No.
First of all, they're not like that old. So
Rahik,
I'll be like,
back me up.
I'll be like, oh man, when I was five, like my mom got in a car accident when I was like, what, 4 years old or 5 years old? And I remember it. I remember being in the car seat.
Oh my God.
I remember like what it looked like, what happened, who came afterwards, all those like little details. And like my mom confirms it because, you know, she was also there.
No,
because
she literally just confirms it to confirm it.
Rida was 2.5
years old.
It's because
both of you guys are left-handed.
And Rida's like, oh, I don't remember, so it's impossible that you.
No, that's
dude,
not
you were
how. That's
half,
literally
and
not
I was four.
That's literally. Oh, he uses this 20-month age difference to his advantage every single day of our lives.
Okay, look, but the bottom line is,
like, we get it.
Is,
you're like a little older in terms of like a year. Like, we get
fine,
it.
Fine. The bottom line is, there's something I remember that you don't. You don't have to deny
no,
it every
bottom,
single time.
That is not the bottom line. That is not the. Bottom line.
What's the bottom line?
The bottom line is we'll be at family dinner eating bhat, and Rahik will like say this memory, and all of us will be like, when did this happen? And Rahik will be like, trust me, I remember it.
Dude, these are generally like my memories. Nobody remembers them because they couldn't give a shit about it. But
fine.
To me, they
you guys,
were like,
I feel like I roasted you enough. You can roast me on something. Yeah. Yeah.
I have nothing to say.
I thought so. Hey, I'm opening the floor to you guys.
Out of respect. I'm not
pulling Michael Scott.
Forum.
Roast me.
Yeah, this is the classic Michael Scott.
Yeah,
roast
this is.
Me. I can take it.
Hurt me.
I can take it. And we all saw how Michael Scott ended up, remember?
Oh my God. Who's the favorite sibling?
Me.
Who's loved by parents the most?
It depends on
Rahik.
Who. If it's Abu, it's Rania. If it's Ammu, I'm pretty sure it's me.
Wait.
Where's
Ryda
in this
that's
equation?
That's not true.
Who do you think?
Okay, first of all, I want to say it's me by Ammu, because Ammu and I, we're like confidants. We share everything with each other.
No, you talk like you're Ammu's like best friend in front of Rania, and Ammu's not comfortable with that, but you continue to do it.
Yeah, Ammu's fine with it. Ammu just doesn't want Rania's feelings to be hurt.
Just ask her
but
this
I'm,
time in private.
Yeah, I have. I was like, hey, Ammu, are we besties? And I was like, yeah, just don't call me Bonks again.
Yeah, also, I hate that shit, okay? I have nicknames for you too because you're younger than me.
Not the age thing again. Rahik's the biggest ages I've
but
ever.
You cannot be given dumb nicknames to
first
your
of
parents.
All, first of all, if we all three of us call each other Bonks, okay? All three of us, okay?
Yes.
No differentiation.
Yes.
That's like majority of the family. My bad for calling Ammu Bonks, okay? Just be happy I don't call Abu Bonks, okay? Because I would beat my ass.
Get your ass beat. You'd be like, who do you think you are, you disrespectful bastard?
Jeez, Abu never.
Yeah, but
Abu used to curse a lot.
Okay,
Abu does not.
I think.
And then I started cursing, and then Abu was just like, "Oop, I gotta stop cursing." And then Ryan started cursing, and then I was like, "Oop,
you know
I gotta
what?
Stop cursing."
You know when I said the F word for the very first time was when I was 16 years old. I never said it.
That could
that.
Be true, but since that day, I think you know, never stopped raining.
I think it was just. I think
dude,
yeah.
This girl is like she'll like.
Okay.
Drop F-bombs at the dinner table. Like, you have, like, no more filter. It's so bad. I don't even think you realize how much you curse anymore.
Okay, I don't think I curse at the dinner table.
Okay, I'm gonna, like, start, like, every time you
fine.
Curse, I'll just, like knock on the table or
I've been trying not to curse as much.
Then,
I know I curse,
I'll
like, four times already.
I'll stop when my knuckles get bloody,
okay?
What about that?
Ryan, do I curse a lot?
Yeah.
Bestie.
There's no simple way to put it. So, yeah.
You're talking so quietly and the mic's not picking up on it. Back to the sibling thing. Do you think Maddie is spoiled?
No.
No. No, because that suggests entitlement. And that's what I she's think. What is she? She's privileged? What do you say?
Privileged and spoiled are different. Spoiled is like you're not grateful.
Yeah,
privileged she's is grateful. Like you're grateful.
She has a better phone than I do.
Yeah.
That is true. That's yeah.
That's true. But, I mean, that's not like, oh, Abu hates you. It's like a...
You don't know
it's
that.
Just not your time.
Am I the least loved server. Child?
I had an child? iPhone 5S and you had an iPhone 8.
That's true. It's a really you. Strange, like...
So, it's like, so whenever your phone breaks, you just kind of wait till the next iPhone comes out. So we're just waiting for a good deal on the iPhone 12 to get Raiza and Amo. But...
just gave, like, the whole narrative on that.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that long. It took 30 seconds to explain the
whole
situation.
Am I the least loved child because I'm the middle child?
No. You're...
But am I, though?
In a lot of ways, you're significantly more privileged than me.
How?
Right? Just the amount of restrictions you have generally.
That's not... Okay, that's not true.
That's
right, like,
yeah.
So in the last episode...
Okay, dude, you sat there and you trashed me for being a guy and you're like, I'm a girl, nobody loves me in this house.
In the last episode?
I live in the 1940s India. That's what I heard, okay? Okay, but Rania, your younger sister, a woman, she can explain
she's
you.
She's 15!
She's a woman.
I'm almost 18. You're not 18.
Well, my friends are 18 next year, so that makes me 18.
This dumbass keeps saying she's almost 18, and she's not even 15 and
a dude,
half.
She, like, looks into, like, 2023 when she's talking about her
listen
age.
Listen to this, listen to this. My friends are turning turning 17 starting, like, August and September, so they're all turning, like, 17, which makes them 18 next year. And once, like, all my friends are 18, it makes me, like, basically 18.
All right, that is more math than you've ever done in math class.
4 years old by the time you're 18.
What son?
Next question.
Pregnancy announcement.
Super.
That's a joke.
That was a joke. But wait, okay, first of all, so in the last episode of the podcast, I talked about how when you're in a Desi household and you have a brother, it's usually the scenario that the brother gets more privileges than the girl in terms of like going out and dating and things like
There's
that.
There's only one thing that I have more privilege than you.
Which is?
I'm allowed to stay out later at night. That's the and it's only happened
but
twice.
But you also you never have to ask, you never have to tell them where you're going.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Okay, it seems like that, but Amu
because Amu
and
Abu ask us constantly like
Amu,
where is Raheem?
Yeah, Amu and Abu text me constantly when I'm at Sasha's place.
But
constantly.
Okay, but I will say me and Rania, we've compared texts that we get versus the texts you get and they're very different. He's.
I don't know, man. And also, Amu calls me more often because I pick up the phone. You never.
I pick up the phone too.
Rania just rather pick up the phone.
I call you so often, Rania.
She's shaking her head no.
Rania,
it's a podcast.
Wait,
can't
speak
see you.
Words. Speak. Stand your ground.
This is incriminating evidence.
Just rather pick up the phone. It's a basic.
Or you have
question.
To talk
yes
louder.
No.
They cannot a yes or a no.
It's so. A just say yes or no.
But it's not a yes or a no.
Why?
Because she sometimes pick up the phone.
What's the wait? You have to talk louder. They can't.
She sometimes picks up the phone.
Okay, let me fix my question. Does she pick up the phone consistently?
No.
There we go.
What?
Dude,
what am I?
I'm at a witness stand. I can't say maybe.
Dude, I can go through my texts and for I would say about 60%. 60% of
okay,
my calls
you don't respond
to
my text.
There's a response like, sorry, I can't talk right now.
You know what? I can't say anything about that.
Okay,
because all my friends are going to listen to this episode and be like, yeah, this is true.
Yeah. I bet, like, Lily, your best friend,
like
you
to
talk
be,
to more than anyone else, I think.
I like to be in, like, a state of nirvana for, like, a month at a time. So, like,
same.
Just, like, without talking to anybody.
Okay, no,
yeah, look,
no,
cool.
Not same.
I just want to know where you are because Amu gets mad at me when you're not at home.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to lie. Or he.
You think
kind of
Amu gets
one.
Mad at you? When one of you guys do something wrong, I'm the one that gets the heat of it. You're like, why didn't you tell your own brother to not leave the house? It wasn't like that.
Yeah, look. Bunks.
And I'm trying to calm them down, but then I get screamed at.
Yeah, but you're the youngest child. And imagine you're the oldest sibling, okay? I just get, look, dude, you go out, and then it's like, where's Raiza? Oh, I think she's out with Bushra. Oh, look.
Okay.
I'm not, see, oh, I'm being a diplomat again.
No.
I'm just trying not to start a fight in this house. look. Like, you just go out, you like, oh, I'm going out with Weihu, and they don't find out until you put your trench coat on. Because you tell them, but
I
they're
tell
not who, listening.
I tell them, oh my God.
Don't
I'm not gonna lie, Raheek is a real one. Raheek has helped me out in tough, sticky situations.
I will say, though, the moment I'm most proud of, and I don't think your audience will get this, but the people who are in the know, they will know, like,
during the second Grace Hopper conference?
No, the second RSA conference. So we made conference. A podcast episode about us crying in San Francisco, and Rahik was, yeah, involved
in that. Dude, you were, like, it was over. Things were over.
What happened?
Basically, the thing, the TLDR is, like, something happened, my mom got mad, and, like, because she just wasn't, like, she wasn't in a know about what was happening, and she was really mad at me, but we were in different states, and the only thing, like, where he was a big part in, like, calming her down.
Yeah, I was the person.
No, I 100% actually, no, you don't know, but I wrote a big letter to Amu in, like, my beautiful writing.
Yeah, I know, she showed me that. She's like, look at what Ryder wrote me, and then I was like, no, read it, Amu. Oh. Dude, I was there for the whole thing. I think I saw the text before she did.
Damn.
Well, it was a crazy day, but I think Abu was, it was one of the few times where Abu was kind of just like, you know, he just kind of took a step back and he was just like watching it. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
He was just like, I don't want to get involved in this.
But that's like all water under the bridge, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Hey, what pisses us off about each other? Like, what pissed you off about me? And what pissed you off about Rania?
About you?
Yeah.
You have a switch, Rytha. You'll be like happy one moment, but then as soon as you enter your room and you like grab your iPad, you're like,
I just don't like
being... And I'll be in your room for 1 second longer, and you'll be, like, the devil.
But I like when you hang out in my room these days.
Yeah, until you don't.
That's really? True. You really like it when we hang out in your room?
I like... I mean, you never come to my room.
I mean, we come, and then...
We come, and then you don't even let us in the room.
Okay,
yeah,
either
you're, like, standing at the door trying to get in. You came in, I was crying, okay? That wasn't the best time, okay? I'm not gonna lie.
Don't act like the last time I came to your room was two nights ago. I come... Every, like, half an hour.
That is not true. Ronnie comes...
Except for today. I was so busy today. That's true. I came to your room today like you guys to drop off though. The iPhone.
Yeah, you were mad at me.
That no, I was wasn't. Not... I was, like, just you frustrated
were, like,
that...
He was, like, fake mad at me. And yeah, I can really tell Ronnie's fake mad at me because I just laugh at him.
Yeah. Me too.
Look, I wasn't fake mad. I was pretty genuinely upset.
Oh, really? Damn.
But, you know.
My bad.
Whatever. Look, let me tell you guys that story, so hopefully somebody can sympathize with me. So, Rytha's screen broke, and we're like, oh, I'll fix it for you. So, we got a new iPhone screen.
It's fixed?
No, it's not.
So, we got a new iPhone screen, and I think the screen came in about November, and Rytha's like, oh, yeah, just, can you fix it for me? And I was like, yeah, man, it'll take, you know, 2-3 hours. Just, when you have the chance, you know, turn off your phone, bring it to me. I'll have it replaced. You know, just anytime you don't need your phone for 2 hours, bring it to me. And she's like, yeah, cool. So I left the screen on my little dinky desk, which barely has enough room for my work laptop, my school
desk.
Laptop, and the notebook that I do homework with. Like, it's so crowded on my desk. And part of that was taken up by the tools and the screen that I had on there since November. Until this morning when I was like, okay,
I'm
done.
Has it really
been
since November?
Yeah, I was like,
yeah,
I'm
time
done.
Time flies and you're having fun.
I'm done. So I just came to her room and I was like, Rytha, take your screen back. And when you want it fixed, you
he was
can
like,
bring it to me.
Yeah, and he said he was like, bring it back when you're ready. And it was that fake madness and I just kind of laughed in his face. But
yeah.
Love you, man.
But also, you didn't let me in your room. Which is, like, the point of the story.
No, I did. You could have come into the room. No, you just handed it to me and
you
walked up.
No, you opened the door and a butt crack. It was
no.
Like,
only
because
I was in class. I was in class.
Do you turn on your camera in class?
No.
Then what's the problem?
You want to see Rytha Bozzi's face. Like, big on my screen.
No, but
it's
I want
to... It's kind of a private moment between me and the 105 people in the class, okay?
You have 105 people in
or
class?
Or, like, 109, yeah.
This has been one of my favorite parts of my master's. Master's classes are tight. It's like 35 people in one of my classes.
Yeah.
Which is crazy for ASU, you know? Whereas I literally had a 700-person lecture my freshman year.
All right. Let's talk about love in a very general sense.
Super hypotheticals, general,
yeah.
Vague.
So this is just interesting because our family's pretty open about talking about love and marriage and things like that. And so we've had many conversations with our mom, with Amu. And so one of the questions that I've personally been thinking about recently is, like, how do you know that you've met the one? Like, how do you know that you've met the person you want to spend the rest of your life with?
Look, I'm going to give you two answers. And one of them is a stupid one that's going to make you upset. What's up? And then the other one is, I don't know, more procedural scientific answer.
Okay, let's hear it.
So the first one is straightforward, man. Sometimes you meet someone and you're just like, we vibe, you know? If I could have this vibe for the rest of my life, I would keep it. This is a vibe I want to keep. And then you're just like, oh, well, that's what love is to me. It's a vibe. It's a vibe check. Mm-hmm. And then the second way is like the way Imam the Wheel described it in like Marriage Week.
What did he say?
So those local to Arizona, go to your ASU MSA events because they're pretty good. They're really good.
Yeah, they are actually.
But I was saying, so he, you know, make a list of things that you look for, you know, first, like general things, you know, good notes. Character, blah, 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 red flags, things like that. And then get more and more detailed, you know, like, oh, I want somebody who has a really good relationship with their mother. I want someone who has siblings because I have siblings and I can only vibe with people who have siblings. And then you get more and more specific. Oh, I want somebody who matches my hobbies in these ways. Or I want somebody who's very passionate about work, you know? And then you get more and more specific. And then
I feel like if you do that too much, you're going to build the perfect person that you've always idealized.
You're
and you'll
build like an idea of a person.
Right,
you're
right. So what you do is you start at the bottom of the list and you try to go higher. And then eventually you'll get to a person. You'll get to a, essentially it's like developing a scoring system. That's how I like to see it.
I feel like that goes south for me real quick.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm trying to make it more analytical for people who work that way. Because I know for some people, it's like a vibe check. It's like vibes are stupid.
Yeah,
tell me numbers.
I think that's
me. Give me a 1 to 10 answer. So that's why I try to word it this way. And then, you know, you just find someone who meets your, like, you know, your make or breaks, right? So you got to have all the makes and they can't have any of the breaks, right?
Yeah.
And try to make five makes and three breaks, something like that. There's like a way. I can tell you some. I can guide you to someone who'll give you more details about like what his advice was. I don't know.
It's okay. I'm not looking to get married right now. I'm just curious.
Okay, cool. Don't get married.
Why?
Because I think you have better things to focus on.
Really?
Yes.
Like what? Like my career?
Like your career?
Why can't I do both?
Because take this from firsthand advice. It's a compromise.
Damn. Are you two going to be overprotective siblings when I, like, find someone that I would want to
marry? He's already too overprotective.
Marry?
This is the reason I wanted Ronnie in karate in the first place.
You wanted me in karate. I chose to be
in karate. Ronnie's a black belt in karate,
Bro,
by the way.
I've been fighting with you since you were, like, 3 years old. Do you remember those days?
Where
we would wrestle on the bed. I would, like, teach you how to, like, pin someone down. Oh, dude, I was, like, 8 years old and, like, trying to teach my 3-year-old sister like WWE moves. It was like peak of my childhood.
Neither me nor Ronnie can remember this.
Dude, she was 3 years old.
Example of earlier said statement.
You weren't there, and she was young. Right? It's like
who convenient how I'm not there. Where was I?
I don't know. Probably in your own room, doing your own thing.
I didn't have my own room back then.
Yeah, you did. It was in this house.
Really dissecting.
When Ronnie was not three in this house.
Like six, seven.
Six, oh seven?
2011, I was six.
Bro, oh wait, this was way older than I thought. Regardless, my understanding of time is clearly, you know.
Oh, very clearly off.
Yeah, you know, I still.
But I wanted to do karate because you Gabby guys did Douglas karate.
Describe the kind of woman you want to marry.
I generally say, like, my makes are like two hands, two arms, two legs, and then my major break is not having 10 out of 10 fingers.
That's a lot.
That's not the same for me.
It's not.
Then 9, 8 fingers, it's fine.
That's fine.
I don't discriminate against
you. You don't do shit around the house. You cannot marry anyone with less than optimal.
So mean. I do so much.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Anya, you better marry like.
Amputees crying.
I'm gonna tell you to unload the dishwasher.
And I was about to do it until there was lasagna on the table, and I was real hungry.
And so here's just like a glimpse into like our family real quick. I'm gonna mix lasagna. I'm was like, Rania, unload the dishwasher. I unload the dishwasher. Why do you say it like that? I unload the dishwasher. Rania beelines for the lasagna. Raheek was napping for like 4 hours or something.
Dude,
comes downstairs.
My sleep schedule has been.
Takes the super hot like tray of lasagna and just starts going upstairs with it.
It was really funny.
It was funny.
Okay, lasagna is favorite food. So my mom, like, it was in the oven and my mom was like, Raheek, take it out of the oven. So I took it out and I pretended to take it upstairs to my room. My mom thought it was really funny.
Raheek does that a lot, though.
Raya and Rania did not.
When I was too hungry, whenever we have like good snacks at home, Raheek's first thing is like he'll just take the whole damn thing and he will go upstairs
and just like
it.
Pretend to go.
And he finds it
room.
Funny every time.
Or he'll
so
or
funny.
He'll hide
it's,
it.
It's
no,
always
no,
funny.
It's funny until you hide it as a joke and then you don't take it out of the hiding spot and it's 3 a.m. and I really want a goddamn snack and there are no snacks at home because you hid all the fucking snacks.
That's the funniest part of it all.
Funniest part.
It's
you,
so funny.
You know
what it's like
when you don't. Describing it, and it's still funny.
You know what it's like when you come downstairs at 3 a.m. and you're starving. There's nothing. Okay, we're not starving. We're just a little hungry. But like,
oh, yeah. You make it sound like we don't eat.
I know.
We just had dinner like many, many hours ago.
You know when it's 3 a.m. and 3 hours ago, Amu made us a fulfilling dinner, and 3 hours later, Amu's gonna make us a fulfilling breakfast. But right in between, you get really hungry.
You could always count on like me and Rahik to meet downstairs like 3 a.m.
And
Raya. Yes. Yeah, you too.
Dude, sometimes you guys come downstairs and I just go up the other way because the lights are off and you guys don't know what's going on.
He's so mean. I like come downstairs, he's like, time to go. That puts everything away. You're not even doing anything exciting. You're just watching like gear videos.
He just watches cars being built and eats Nutella out of a jar. Like
chess, and also I haven't eaten.
That's even
like,
worse.
I swear to God, every guy since Queen's Gambit came out has started playing chess. True.
I've been playing chess since PogChamps. It was like 3 months before Queen's Gambit came out. I watched Queen's Gambit because I was already into chess. I was like, oh, chess movie. And then I was like, oh, wait till I tell my friends about how I watched a true TV show about chess. And then I realized everybody's already seen it, and it's, like, mainstream. And then I felt bad about, like, talking about it.
Are you good?
At chess? No, I'm so ass. For those people who know about the system, I'm, like, 500. I float between 500 and 600 ELO. I'm really bad. I am really bad. Most people would describe me as, like, bad even for an amateur.
Damn. Hey, speaking of crime, there are two inmates from Florence, Arizona that have escaped prison. So if you're listening to this,
front door is going to be unlocked all night tonight.
We have a guest room. We really don't, but you can stop by.
Yeah.
Grab a few snacks.
We always got snacks at 3 a.m., right?
We always have snacks unless he hit them. Dude, they'd be so fucking depressed coming through our house.
This one situation I'm thinking of where you're like, he hides the snacks. So one time, Abu got Pocky. And Rahik, we ate like one before he knew that there was Pocky, and he was like so upset. He took the Pocky and hid it in different places, like the individual bags.
No, I hid them because I was mad at you about something. Remember?
For like,
oh, he used to do that.
No, you were like, too. You were like acting bad or disrespectful or something. So I was like, I know I'm gonna punish her. I'm gonna hide the Pocky.
I did nothing wrong.
Yo, I couldn't give a crap about the Pocky. Pocky
tastes
Pockies.
Bad. So
it was just so mean. I'm like, I love
zero
Pocky.
Empathy in this situation. Yeah.
I will say one thing that I did as like an older sibling that Amu saw is like, I every time Abu buys Toblerone, I take two or three sticks out of the bag.
We're about to fight.
I take two or three sticks out of the bag and I hide it. And you guys are always like, how did the Toblerones get finished so fast? Is because I immediately take two or three sticks out and I hide it. And the other three sticks, listen, get finished within 2 days. And then...
Why are you acting like...
Over the next week, I smoke...
Why are you mediating
the
consumption of
Toblerone at a time?
Yeah, who are you to, like, mediate our consumption of Toblerone?
I literally just said that. You did.
I know, I could not think of a better way to say it.
Your older brother...
Oh my god. And, this is Rahik being a...
This is right. You don't need to like mediate things.
Oh my god!
You guys don't like. It's like Toblerone is like water. You guys just knock that shit back.
Yeah, you with like so much other food,
bro. Great. You have like a whole. I thought we had finished. Like cereal, we bring two jars of Nutella when we buy them from Costco.
We still have Nutella. In
we
the
literally
cabinet.
Don't.
No, we don't. We don't. You don't even waffles. Know because you don't open our damn cabinets.
Because you don't eat that much Nutella.
Yeah, you do. You have like a whole jar in your room with like a crusty ass spoon.
No, I don't.
You did.
You guys are talking about shit from like when I was like 15. When I was in high school, yes, no. I used to eat Nutella out of the jar with a spoon. Did I regret it? No, it's one of my favorite snacks. Once I have kids, I will probably teach them how to.
Sometimes I'll walk into Rahik's room and there's like a pile of clothes on the floor, and he will be like, "Ryda, don't step on that. Those are my clean clothes."
Yeah, he's like sectioned
also,
in his room.
Also, not sometimes.
On the floor.
Currently, quarantine's been hitting us hard. My furniture's coming tomorrow, so that's gonna be
that's exciting. Ready. There's he's
no, that's
getting,
not exciting. That's,
oh,
that's
bad.
A, that's
oh,
really
it's gonna
bad.
Be hell.
Dude, it's gonna be hell on you. Abu's
no.
gonna be like,
right? No, I'm not. No, I'm absolutely not. Abu's gonna be like, no. Abu was like, I'll give you $15 if you fold Rahik's clothes per hour, and I was like, I'll just go back to my old job at this rate,
dude.
Absolutely.
Help for you. I'm the one that has to rearrange my entire room.
Dude, you just have to move two pieces of furniture. Calm down.
What are the two?
The bed and your dresser.
Bed is like the furniture.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like your bed is like your entire room.
Really?
You know?
That's where you're at in life?
Yeah, and what about it?
Like, I don't know. Like, I like my bed.
No, well, obviously not bed. That you much. Only
spend, you only spend more time in your bed than, like,
yeah, that's probably anything true. Else. You know, as a wise man once said, I only love my bed and my mama.
It's okay, not a pillow.
And mama, it's Bedama. His son's middle name.
No, it's Mabed. Is his?
Oh, Mabed.
What did you say?
Oh, Rania was like Badana or something.
I was gonna spike. The honey. What did you say? That was so dumb.
Rania, you're dumbass. How dare you criticize me for thinking Gabby Duchess?
I knew the basic premise, and I just figured out that you combined words.
Oh my god!
No, it's my bed and my mama. Maybe it's a play on words, but I'm interpreting
it as that. No, apparently Drake had a
shit about his son.
But I think that's what. But that makes more sense, right? Like he only likes his mom and his son. Like he likes his mom and my bed. That's his son.
Why couldn't he have just gone with the first name?
Maybe he likes Abed. You know, I only like Abed and my mama.
Oh my god. Speaking of celebrities, Rania, you'll like this. So last week we were talking about how Olivia Rodrigo broke global Spotify records by releasing Driver's License. Everyone's probably listened to
it. Not having it with Sabrina.
And the blonde girl that Olivia Rodrigo was talking about in the song. Everyone knows the song. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it.
And I haven't heard it.
You actually haven't listened to it?
Weeks listened to it. He's heard it on, like,
I've only heard that, like, one scene in TikToks where it's like, I'm too tough to cry. And then they play the little clip and then they're like, oh, I'm not too tough to cry.
Oh. I'm headed straight for the floor.
Oh, that's the song?
Yeah.
No. The song is...
How do you explain to someone like
No, where is... I only know that one lyric.
I got
like,
my driver's license.
Stop.
I know we weren't perfect. That line?
Is that also in the song?
Why did you make me stop and not her?
He really felt...
I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay, but regardless. So, the girl that Joshua, the... guy that Sabrina that Olivia was writing about actually just released a song, and it was like a direct attack on Olivia.
No, Joshua didn't release a song that was an attack on Olivia.
No, Sabrina released a song.
Oh, it was like very direct attack.
But like she wrote a post about it saying that it wasn't an attack.
No, she said she was like, "There's a specific situation that bothered me, so I wrote about it." So yeah, I wrote a diss track about it.
She pretty much said she wrote a diss track.
Yeah, she literally said I wrote a diss track.
Didn't she say I didn't mean for this to be a diss track?
No, she literally wrote. I can read it exactly.
No, it's fine. We don't need like Sabrina Carpenter content.
It's okay.
The point is, Rania, do you think...
Put your phone away.
I was bothered by a few lines in a magnificent song and wrote a diss track about it.
Hey, I just want to say...
She said, I wrote a diss track about it?
Yes, did you not read her
that's
post?
That's a direct quote. Hey, I just want to say, fuck? I just want to say, I'm a big fan of Sabrina Carpenter, but I do think she's stupid as fuck.
Okay, Rahik is... I don't know what's wrong with you. You're, like, obsessed with the song Thumbs, but you think it's a dumbass song.
Yeah,
okay,
I like
the
it.
The lyrics are so bad.
Dude, I know people like that. And nothing against her, but, like, there's an entire group of people who, like, think they've thought about something really deeply when they've only given
oh, like
it,
the fake profound?
Where they're, like, where they find, like, I don't know, their profoundness is, like, skin deep. And
her song's called Skin?
Skin.
Is it really? Which song?
Her newest one that's like...
Sabrina where Carpenter? She says yeah. like...
She's like, well, you can't get under my skin.
You can't get under my skin.
While he's on mine.
Oh, while he's on my skin? Yeah, I saw that
literally. Yeah, she rubbed it on me. Olivia's like, I'm insecure, you're perfect. And she's like, well, he's mine. He's not yours.
I wasn't even mad at that. I was kind of like, yeah, man,
no,
secure the bag.
I thought the other line was like, I thought in another life we could have been friends or something.
It
like
is.
That.
Yeah, I think there was...
I thought that was a hard
How do you
hit.
Know more about her song than Driver's License? That's
because
like...
Because I'm a Sabrina Carpenter fan, but I think she's stupid as fuck.
Why are you a Sabrina Carpenter fan?
Because I think she makes good music, and I just find her lyrics very funny.
Okay, that's fair. That is
but
true.
But also, I genuinely enjoy her melodies. Like, I think she's a good musician.
And she's a pretty good singer, too.
She's an incredible singer.
Yeah, and...
Not to take away from Olivia
Yeah, she's an incredible
Rodriguez,
singer.
Olivia
Rodrigo.
She's so great.
She's
I
a good
Olivia
singer.
I think Olivia Munn
But
also
another,
a
do you think all of this is a PR stunt? That's what
no.
I'm
Okay, here's what I think.
Dude, she's like 14.
Wait, Ronnie has a
Olivia released a song because she, like, was writing about her
emotions. 17.
Joshua and Olivia announced that they're both releasing a song in the exact same day, if you check their Instagrams. But, like, he wrote this song. Joshua wrote his song in, like, last November.
Who's Joshua?
The guy
no,
that's in question.
Who is he?
Like,
I know
he's
who
an
he is
actor.
In
he's an actor. He's an actor.
He's an actor of some sort.
Anything that I would know?
High School Musical, the series. So popular.
Wait, High School Musical? Like, the High School Musical?
No,
the series.
No, High School Musical, the musical, the series.
And so is Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
It's that's like how, the live action version of the live action.
Catch me dead before I watch that shit.
Oh my god, Raheek, I have to cut it out when you talk directly in the mic. No, you know that, right?
Just let the ear screw stay in there.
Oh my god.
And a censor it
because. Renny, what do you think it is?
I think it's clearly Olivia. No, Olivia and Joshua both released their songs because they were releasing the songs regardless. And then her Sabrina's co-writer literally said on Instagram he or she deleted already, but they wrote this song last week. They wrote and produced it. So Sabrina took this like publicity at the moment to put out a song. She's definitely using.
That's not bad. Like, good for her.
Hey, let me just say.
Yeah, but I don't like her.
Let me give you guys a quote.
Oh, you fell into the TikTok.
No, I knew about this before. I know. I like her. I just don't like her and Josh. But I mean, it's not like.
Why?
In my mind, she's like 25. In my mind, he's like 19.
They're both the same age.
Your concept of numbers is so fucked up.
She's like 21 years old.
They're like literally the same age.
They're like the same age. Like no, she's not. We 22. Looked this up literally 22. Like last week.
Yeah, we did. So because we've been seeing this for a while now.
I don't know. I don't like
it. But Rania goes off vibes. She's like, I don't know about you, but I feel like my vibe is 18.
Yeah. Raheek's vibe is 18. My vibe is 17. My vibe is like 12.
Oh my god. 22 bro, in a month and 3 days.
In my high school graduation speech, where he called me 15 years old, and like some auntie came up to me and genuinely thought I was 15 years old.
Yeah, but also like the reason I said that was supposed to be like a joke.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think
funny.
Most people understood that, oh, you know, he's. The older brother is calling the 18-year-old girl a 15-year-old to diss her. By the way, what a banger speech, dude. If you ever...
Are you calling your own speech banger?
Dude, yeah, I wrote it. Oh my god. And I was so impressed by my own delivery.
Shut the fuck up. No one asked.
Oh man, I did have fun giving that speech though. Here, let me just say... What
were you gonna say?
It wasn't about Olivia... But it might have been a battle of I don't remember.
Sabrina? High School Musical, no, Joshua, no. Child actors.
Oh. Music. It's a quote from The Witcher, which I watched recently. And
yes, share with the crowd.
Interesting quote, but I think it's very relevant to the.
Ronnie, come back. Ronnie just literally.
She just walked away and got in bed. That's what life with a 15-year-old is like.
All right, keep going.
18-year-old vibe. Just quote. Walks away and gets into bed.
A quote from The Witcher.
The quote from The Witcher that I think is really relevant to the Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter situation is that, you know, I think the king says, you know, for all that love lights up, it does cast long shadows.
Wow.
And
wow.
This is in
amazing.
Regards to incest when he fucked his sister.
Raheek.
But I think the quote out of the context
bro,
is...
Bro, I was going to listen to this episode.
Wait, I'm going to listen to this show?
I'm probably going to listen to this one.
Yeah, please censor. I do not want to know... I don't want Amu hearing me curse.
Okay, whatever.
I don't curse in front of my mother.
Like, she hasn't heard you.
No, she hasn't. I don't curse in front of Amu.
You curse so much.
No, I don't. Not at home. Rania says I curse at home. I do not curse at home. Rhyda curses at home, and I don't like that.
I barely curse at home.
You curse a lot recently.
Okay, so you were saying cursing Witcher quote.
Yeah, I think it's like... Because I don't think Olivia or Sabrina is, like, in the wrong. But I think for sure it's, like... A shitty situation.
How invested
Olivia
in this drama are you for someone who hasn't listened to the original song?
You know
song
a lot about this.
I couldn't like care less, but I have two people who live in the same home as me who talk about this 24/7.
We don't talk about this at all.
I don't think I've had a this like is a interaction with the two of you where you guys haven't talked about it.
Oh my god. How are you making up a current memory?
No, it's true. It's constant.
You cannot put that in. I do
it's
not
constant.
Talk about 24/7.
Dude, it's no, anytime Ronnie's... you two are in the same room, it's inevitable that that will come up.
It's not.
All right. This is all the time we have for today. Getting these two on the podcast was the hardest thing I ever had to do, but I'm glad that they kind of made it here.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for being on the podcast.
You're welcome.
I hate every single person that's listening to this.
We'll cut all that out.
Chances
please don't
of hiring
cut that
me
out.
Too. Me too. Okay.
Except if Amu, you're listening. I love you, Amu.
I love you, Amu.
I love you, Amu.
And Abu.
Oh, yeah. And
Abu better not be listening to this.
All right, that's it. This is Don Tamo. I'm Rhyda, and we'll
I'm
see
Rania.
You next week.